Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Right now, joining the show, Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Our headphones are kind of run down. It's a sad thing we got here.
Than me.
Yeah.
There he is.
So, obviously, us media folk like to completely overreact. We heard you were on the phone. Business dealings that you care to share?
Well, it's with Jerry, so you can imagine.
Okay. Let's.
He said, I told him I got to jump on a radio show. That he said, they can wait. Okay. I'm more important than the radio show.
I mean, he's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong. Now, speaking of Jerry, and we got a lot of stuff we want to talk about, people have become enamored with the way he ate his breakfast sandwich on Hard Knocks, from the salt to taking it out of the wrapper and putting it on a proper plate. What did you think about that process?
Well, he's come a long ways, because he used to eat it right out of the sack and have it kind of dropping on his shirt and his shorts. But I was impressed. I think he did a hell of a job with that sandwich.
Has any of this stuff been, like, have y'all thought about it? You know, I want to play this up just a little bit. Or is this all natural stuff for Hard Knocks?
Well, Jerry's a little theatrical.
Yeah, he is.
So what?
When he
knows,
so when he knows he's tuned up, then the actor comes out in him. So he can be more fun. But, no, a lot of this is, I mean, when I looked at the show last night, it was you know, I didn't see anything that looked, overdone or anything like that. I think, in all candor, I mean, Jerry's Jerry and Dak's Dak and Zeke's Zeke and Coach Fossil's Coach Fossil. I mean, that's how they roll.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. What did you think about that biological lesson that we got, or surgical consultation we got from Coach Fossil?
My girls are always good with TMI.
Uh-huh.
And so that probably would have fallen in my category if I was in his meeting. But, hey, you never know what gets these guys laughing, gets their attention. And sometimes you got to shock them a little bit to get, hey, now I'm on point, I'm ready.
We all looked up what the vast deference was last night during that episode, I feel like. Now, we were curious.
I don't like sharp objects around those areas.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So we wanted to know, we saw Mike McCarthy referencing the sequel to Austin Powers. Wanted to know, at least around camp, what is your mojo moment?
Well, that's interesting. I feel like my mojo moments are about every hour on the hour. And I'm blessed, fortunate, whatever you want to call it, that my life's exciting. Every time I get a call from Jerry, from Mike McCarthy, from Will McClay, from my family, it seems like a mojo moment's going on about every hour on the hour.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you get out here at camp, I'm kind of curious what the work is like for you, because I know y'all are trying to figure out the team and the coaches are trying to put that all together. What's the daily work life here? Because I've seen you walking by and waving and taking pictures with people and everything. There's a lot of talking to people. But what's the work for Stephen Jones behind the scenes?
Well, it's a great time for us just to focus purely on the team, purely on the 90 guys we got out here, purely on where we're going with the 53 plus, in our case, 16 practice squad guys. We're focused on that. I was having some fun with Mike and Will and Jerry that Bill Parcells used to be well known for cutting the team after every practice,
right?
Starting day one,
right,
of training camp. And that may be a little overdone, but I do think, as we're starting to get in now into the second preseason game for us, the first for most, that you got to start to get your hands around who's in the mix, who's not in the mix. I will say this, and this isn't to be in any way other than it's fact. We've got 65 guys who could make our 53 right now. And that's rare. Usually you're more like, you know, 58 guys.
Right.
You know, are in the mix for 53. So it's a very competitive camp. You know, you've got to work those. You know, sometimes a guy like Coach Fossil, the special teams coach, doesn't have the whole picture in terms of who he's working on special teams. And, you know, he needs to understand if he's working some guys in some areas that may not be on this team, he needs to know, hey, I better start working. These young guys are going to be ahead of these older guys, or, you know, those type of things. So, you know, it's an interesting time for us, for Will, for Coach McCarthy, for Jerry, for myself, for our staff. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting 2 or 3 weeks as we move forward.
Dan Quinn got up yesterday and spoke, and just hearing him on Hard Knocks and everything too, he sounds very organized. Like, it seems like he knows exactly what he wants to accomplish with this defense. Why is this defense going to be different this
year?
Well,
I'd start with him at the top of the list, and we've done a lot in the offseason to really change the face of this defense, but it starts with Dan. And, you know, of course he's organized. He's Super Bowl head coach, and by all practical purposes, should have been a Super Bowl champion.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a tough one. I'm sure it doesn't sit well with him. But, I mean, this guy's, you know, not unlike the rest of our staff, is a premium coach. And hats off to Mike for getting the job done, to find him, to get him to buy into what he's doing and bring him here to Dallas. But, you know, I get asked the question a lot, why is this defense going to – how can you expect it to make a jump to where it's – you know, a top half of the league defense, a very, if not a really good defense. How can that happen overnight in one season? I go the same way we went from a very, very solid defense to bottom of the pack.
Interesting.
And we did it in 1 year and with pretty much the same personnel. So we've got some really good players. I think they really buy into Dan and what his system's all about. You can see the energy. You can see the communication. You can see the coaching that's going on here at camp. You can see the players buying into it. It's obviously a system that's, you know, if you will, somewhat similar to what we had before Coach Nolan got here. And that was tough on Mike Nolan. I mean, to try to think you're going to change a system in a COVID year where you don't have your hands on the guys and come in here and change, you know, have some significant changes is tough order. So I just think that these guys are responding well to Dan. You can see the communications. You can see they have confidence in the system he's putting in. You know, I think you got to be multiple this day and time. I think Dan understands that better than anybody. You can't just be a 4-3. You can't just be an even front. You got to be even. You got to be odd. You see what we're doing with Micah, moving him around all over the place. You know, you got to keep these great quarterbacks, which are really well coached. They're premium. They're top of the line, especially the better teams who have great quarterbacks. It's, you know, it's hard to stop these guys. And but I think Dan's the right guy for the job. And then I think, you know, Will and, you know, leading the pack has done a good job between free agency and the draft. We've really made some big strides in terms of upgrading the personnel and really feeling good about what we're going to be on the defensive side of the ball.
Obviously, a lot of folks, fans back home, are really excited to see Dak doing some stuff yesterday. I'm curious whether it's practicing today or whatever, how you think that timeline looks for him in terms of practice, in terms of will we see him in a preseason game? Yeah. What are your general thoughts on that?
Well, in general, you see on the show, I mean, this guy's so driven. I mean, it's just that's his nature, is to overwork. I mean, he's like Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin rolled up into one guy. His leadership, his tenacity, his skills, his desire to be great, to be the best. I mean, you really got to harness him in. So, you know, my deal would be we got to be so conservative, because if you let him roll, he'd be out there playing four quarters.
Right.
Against
yelling
the Cardinals
at Garrett Gilbert about getting back in there.
Let me roll. So, you know, we've got to be very conservative with him. Obviously, you saw him throwing the ball around. He looks great. I know some people get a little jiggy, if you will, in terms of thinking, well, it's got to be something or they'd have him out there. I mean, this is a long preseason, and we're a week ahead of everybody else. And, you know, he's taking it all in, as you can see out there. And we're going to bring him along, but we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to protect him from himself, if you will.
Now, before we let you go, Stephen, our other co-host, Mike Bassick, is back in his pantry right now. He's unable to make the trip.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing safe. Good.
Can you confirm?
I saved you guys from COVID. My wife got COVID. So.
Well, I want to know, hold on. Can you confirm, is that the real story, or would the Cowboys organization not let Mike come out to training camp this year?
He is a negative fella.
The famous line, both.
Yes. All right, Stephen, I have a question for you based off of your father. Breakfast sandwich or taquito, what would you rather have in the morning, and then what do you like inside one of those?
I'm going to have to go breakfast sandwich, and it's egg and sausage.
Okay, there you go. Mike Bassick still getting the chance to ask the questions that matter. Thank you very much, Stephen. Appreciate you jumping on the show, and we love talking with you every Monday right here on the home of the Cowboys. I know you know it. Yeah. 105.3 The Fan. Can I get a Tolo?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. What's a Tolo?
Woo! Oh, come on. Turn it on. Leave it on.
Turn it on. Leave it on. That's a Tolo, baby.
Tolo, baby.
There we go. That's the part we'll use for the promo. We're the KNC
candy.
Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.